But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 7 in our 7-day series. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration here. And what we've been talking about is the coming of the day of the Lord, and what manner of persons should we be, because we know that the Lord is coming back again. What should we be like? The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, we read there in 2 Peter chapter 3 this week. And then seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, see all the heaven shall melt, they'll pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, that and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So seeing all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God? And so we've been looking at this topic of what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the day of God. And here in Matthew 24, it says, for that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And that's the way it is today. People are eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and life just continues to go on. Verse 39 says, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And there isn't going to be another flood. God promised that he would never send another flood to this earth and destroy the whole earth. But he did say there in 2 Peter 3 that we were reading that he is going to come and destroy the earth and the world and all the works thereof with fire. And these things will come to pass. The day of the Lord will come to pass. It will happen. And knowing that these things are going to happen, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? And that's been the theme of this week's series. We're going to continue here in Matthew 24 and look more at this story that we have recorded here of Jesus telling of his coming and what we should be like, how we should be living. It says in verse 40, then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. And if we turn back over to 2 Peter that we were just reading there, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, it says, it gives a warning like that. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be? Then verse 14 says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace. And verse 17 says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware or watch, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. And so in Matthew here it says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, he says, verse 43, Matthew 23, 24, 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. So if we knew when a thief was going to come and take all of our things and mess up our house real bad and all of that, we'd be waiting. We'd have the police there. We would let people know that this thief is going to come such and such a day at such and such a time, and we'd be ready for that thief to come. But we don't know that. We don't know when the thief is going to come. And it's interesting, you know, that Second Peter there also says that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And so Jesus is talking about this, using this as an example. Verse 44 then says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. So here's the answer for us, and it's to be ready, that our lives would be ready. What manner of person thought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? We should be ready. We should be watching. We should be living holy and righteous lives before him. No hypocrisy, no pretense, no sham, no playing, no play like an actor or nothing like that, but just honest and upright before God. And then verse 45 says, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his house, over his household, to give them meat in due season? So who is this faithful and wise servant? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Meaning that this faithful servant, he's faithful. He's doing what his master said to do. He's obeying the commandments. He's walking in righteousness. He's walking in truth. He's walking in holiness. That's the faithful servant, faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord hath made ruler over his house. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Oh, he's not coming back for a long time. And he shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards. Meaning he's a hypocrite. Here he says he's one thing. He's this, you know, I'm a faithful servant, but my Lord's not coming back now, so I'm going to just go get drunk for a while. Or I'm just going to go get angry with these other servants or these servants and stuff. He says here, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And my friend who's listening to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration today, oh, I just pray that you would take heed to these warnings that we have been given this week, to have our lives circumspect before him. And the cure for that, there is a cure. There is a way that we can find the answer, or that we can be righteous before God, and that's humility, repentance, and truthfulness. Those three things, humility, repentance, and truthfulness. Repenting of our hypocrisy, repenting of our pretense, being a humble person, not caring what the people think about me, but what does God think about me? And truthfulness, being honest, being upright, being truthful in all things. So that's the cure. The answer is humility, repentance, and truthfulness. Well, we started this series back on 9/11, and that's the anniversary, 15 years of when the Twin Towers came down and the attack against America with the jetliners crashing into buildings and many people dying, almost 3,000 people dying. That's where we started off on the first day. But there's another aspect of 9/11 that I didn't talk about, and that is concerning those who carried out the attacks. They spent months and maybe even years planning and training to fulfill their deadly attacks. Their mission was to die and to take as many people into eternity with them. Our mission should be to live for Jesus and to take as many people possible into eternity with us to heaven. Those people did it for their religion. They did it for their God. The God of this world, the devil. They were willing to give their lives for their cause, for their religion. And I don't admire them, and I'm not lifting them up in any way. I really pity them because they've been deceived. Paul says that in the last days, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Those people were so deceived that they were willing to give their life for that deception. But what about us? We have the truth. We have God's holy word, the Bible. We are his sons and daughters. Are we willing to die to our own selves, our own desires, our own will, and live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Are we willing to take up our cross daily and follow Christ? Are we willing to live our lives diligently for Jesus, in peace, without spot, and blameless, and taking as many people possible with us to heaven? Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And Lord willing, someone else then will have the daily inspirations for next week. I hope these things have been a challenge and an inspiration to you, and that your life is growing, and that you are growing closer to the Lord. So God bless you. And Lord willing, I'll be sharing again in another few weeks.